Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future. Hey, Larry Weber decided to go on vacation. I don't know, with the exorbitant salary we pay him, and then he gets time off. So we cast about for some of the cleverest people we know to sit in for Larry Weber. Carol Andrews passed 11th grade biology, and she likes to look out a window and sometimes even go outside when she's not chained to a desk. Luckily, she says, she knows people who know things about phenology. Carol, channeling Larry Weber the very best way she could, went out for a walk this morning, and now she reports. Hey, Sunshine, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you on the air again with us. So what did you discover on your walk this morning?
Well, first I discovered it was a good way to clear my head. For some weird reason, I woke up with a Justin Bieber song stuck in my head, and that wasn't so good. But I got outside, and boom, I heard chickadees. I heard my first robin, and I know from the Duluth Phenology Facebook site, other people have been seeing robins around, but I saw my first one. I heard a cardinal. I saw a dead pigeon, which was interesting, because sometimes that means, well, maybe Merlin's back or something like that. And I saw the chipmunk. So, and I confirmed that the sun indeed rose at 7 a.m. sharp, as it was supposed to.
Oh, thank heavens. Well, it's because you were there keeping an eye on it.
That's right. So it was a good walk. But I think before we get on to sunrise, sunset, let's talk about the weather, because you were just talking about the weather. And it's not, I know your broadcast spot is in a bit of a cave there. At the moment, it's actually pretty sunny out.
That cheers you out.
But, and I know, and it's crisp cool out there, but that's not all bad, because we started March out too warm. It was fun warm, all that good stuff. But if you look at things like Mark Seeley's weather blog, several communities across Minnesota set records when they hit 60 a couple weeks ago. And the first half of March was 11 to 15 degrees above normal. And so to end March nice and cool, maybe that's not all bad. Because, you know, otherwise things get out of whack. The insects coming out too soon for the migratory birds and all that stuff. So if that cheers you up about the weather, you can think about that.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Good to have the proper weather for the season. So back to the sunrise sunset, one thing I hadn't realized until I gave it a little thought was March 20th was already the equinox, so halfway between the winter solstice and the summer solstice, and depending where you are, roughly half daylight, half nighttime. But that was kind of a cool thing. I hadn't thought about that. Daylight savings time, of course, we all suffered that a week or two back. Does that make you mad?
Suffered? Are you kidding me? Carol, I realize that everyone, the thing about daylight savings time is that everyone interprets it in according to their own life. No one can look at daylight savings time in a global sense. They interpret it in the sense of how does it affect me in my life. I go to work in the dark every day anyway. Now I've got sunshine in the evening when I am home to enjoy it. And the more sunshine, the happier this person with depression becomes.
Okay, that's good to know, because now I can not just grumble about how it's hard for me to set my to get up from, oh, I feel like I'm getting up an hour earlier for at least a week till I get used to it. But I was so deliriously tired one morning, I thought what we should do instead, because it's so awesome fall to get that extra hour. I mean, I think all day about what I'm going to do with my extra hour. I'm so time limited. What if we just, instead of going ahead an hour one day in spring, for 23 days we could have an extra hour and just keep moving the clock back? Like I said, I was a little delirious when I thought of it.
Yeah, maybe a little. I like to think of that hour, though. I like to think of the hour that you lose, the hour that disappears. You can pick an hour. You can pick any hour. An hour that you had a fight with somebody, an hour that you got a flat on your car, an hour that you had to spend waiting on hold with the cable company, and that's the hour you lose.
You have I can tell you also play the mind games to deal with it.
Mind games are my life.
Yep.
Okay.
So we should give some time to critters, because as far as, speaking of time, I think the alarm clock went off for for almost all the critters. There's been large and small sightings all over town. My husband's been out doing stream sampling and monitoring already, and he said he's been seeing insects, and I've seen reports of both kinds getting on dogs, so that's kind of a bummer. And then the other morning, I was doing my 3 minutes of exercise on the exercise bike in the sunroom and saw Alvin and the chipmunks out on my front deck. They're my favorite.
Oh, yay. Good for them.
And chipmunks are so cool. If I was going to hibernate, I'd want to do it the way they do. They don't actually sleep all the way through the winter. Every few days, they wake up, they eat, they use the bathroom, give a little stretch, and then they go back into that super deep sleep, and their heart rate goes all the way back down from 350 beats a minute to 4. A couple days later, get up and eat again. So none of this waking up super hungry stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
But speaking of things that wake up hungry, the bears are out, at least the male bears. I haven't seen any sightings of cubs or anything yet, but a couple of reports of bears, and I actually got to see one this year, a big black bear. Well, of course, it's a black bear. A big male that I learned from Larry Weber's old compatriot, Mr. DJ at Marshall, has wintered over, I think for a couple years now, on the Marshall campus, in away from the school. No threat to the school, but it's about a 300-pound male, and I saw it cross Rice Lake Road on March 14th, which I'm guessing is about the day that it woke up. And then I drove over and told some kids at a bus stop, hey, there's a bear around here, and I think they thought I was kooky, so luckily they saw it, so they didn't think I was crazy. In addition to the bear, there's been sightings of porcupine and all sorts of things, so the critters are up and moving. Birds, there's ton going on with regard to birds. And one of the cool things I just learned about is the American woodcock. I've heard of it, but I'd never seen one, and I still haven't seen it, but I heard one the other night when I was at Grant Park on Monday evening. And it makes a pink, 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 real nasal pink sound, a lot like a nighthawk. And it was evening, so I was looking up for nighthawks, and I didn't see a nighthawk. So I asked Jan Green, local ornithologist, and her husband John what that might be, and they laughed and said, that's an American woodcock, and it's down, taking its big, long beak and poking around for earthworms and so on in the leaf litter. And it's referred to as a plump little shorebird that lives in young forests and shrubby old fields, which I don't know how then it can be a shorebird, but it does look like one with that long beak. So, and I've heard other people talking about the American woodcocks around town. So if you want to get down on all fours and sneak up on them, that's what they said you can do. Red-bellied woodpecker has been sighted in West Duluth. It's not actually red on the belly. It's red on the head, but it's different than a red-headed woodpecker, but it's really cool looking. Merlins are back. A lot of those are on Park Hill Cemetery. Trumpeter swans have been recorded on the St. Louis River Harbor, so folks getting down there to kayak are out enjoying the trumpeter swans. And the number one thing that I saw going over or on my walk today and on the drive to work is the Canadian geese are moving en masse. And I love it when you get to see the, you know, 20, 30 together, and they're in that, like, waving V
form. Right, where they kind of take turns being the leader, and they figure it out somehow, and they're all so beautifully spaced, and it's like, how do you guys do that?
Right. One of them must be the designated choreographer.
I never thought about that. We're going to get Laura to talk about that. Who choreographs geese?
Right. At the feeder, juncos, redpolls, and chickadees are at the feeder, so that's the cool thing with birds. Plants, not a lot going on, but with that really warm weather the first half of March, I noticed in my rain garden where the snow's all melted that the iris, the blue flag iris, are starting to come through. And now today, they're looking pretty frosty and confused. So that's another reason to have some cool weather to keep plants from coming up too early. But one thing that's kind of cool to start watching this time of year are the tree branches, shrub and tree branches. It's kind of easy to think of trees as either leaves on, leaves turned yellow, and leaves off. But there's this process in the spring where those buds that they put on last fall slowly start to change and swell, and they might get some color to them. So pick a tree by your front door or something and look at it every day and see if you can tell. There's some of them that are really good, elderberry and mountain ash, but all sorts of stuff are fun to watch real close in the spring and see if you see some things you might not have noticed before. Otherwise, On my walk, I also did find one Miller Light beer can and one Lightside lemonade, so it's a good time for picking up litter.
Human
activities are started.
Oh, jeez.
And sweeping the sidewalk, not into the street, because that goes into the creek. Make sure you put that stuff in a bucket, and start of April, the city's going to set up their collection sites again, at least in the city of Duluth.
All right. Carol, you're a great Larry Weber. I just want you to know.
That's the biggest compliment I've ever got. Honest to gosh. Wake up Friday morning and say, it's Larry Day.
Yeah, you're a great Larry Weber. Thanks so much for sitting in for him this week. I appreciate it so much. Thanks, Carol.
Have a good week. All right, bye-bye.
Carol Andrews. According to her biography, passed 11th grade biology and likes to look out the window. And she knows people who know things about phenology, but she did get up this morning and take a Larry walk before the show so that she could report back. Carol Andrews, our host this morning for Backyard Almanac here on KUMD.